remembering the past time, how I raised the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with you, and how he accepted the sender. When I reached the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I just went to the Jagannathar, the working and spent passing in the moment. He was sitting with Sadhana Dharana and all the excellent persons. And when he had come here, he didn't come to the Jagannathar, but the system. This was Sanitana. He was in his life. And but with no time, he could not put up the bus with him. But Mukunda, he had to run away to Chaitanya. But he stood there, that I am Namartha, I am not qualified to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put up and found it in there. Now Raghunatha Das Goswami, please remember it. Where is remembering? At Radha. So many deaths have been passed. But he came back today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the second one in his prayer. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in his breath, he often sat down and sat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so with time, he took the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All their efforts, living for Damodara, Ramananda, and so many, and it may be that all were living then and living very far. We have to inquire how much. So they were all astonished. So we told them, Krishna Kripa Balistha Savahai Ke Tuma Ke Kariva Dishad Dishadha Krishna. For example, Raghunatha Das Goswami is also within Mahaprabhu is also in the next case. And so that, oh Krishna is so much merciful that he has taken out from the feet of this time. Take me to Baikunth. Hari Bhajan is Baikunth. Raghunatha Das Goswami did not, she was only seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She wanted to escape but could not escape. He thought that I don't know Krishna. I know you well. And by your mercy I have come to you. I have nothing, no bandha, nothing to Krishna. I have not seen Krishna. I have seen you, and by your mercy I am feeling that I have come to you only by your mercy. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him the hand of his most beloved son, Damodar, to whom he always had passed and concerned. And told very affectionately that today I have given this Raghunath in your hands. He is your son, he is your servant, he is your anything, everything. And you should tell me, I have admitted you. Then Sri Ramadhyay told that I am. Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering all these things. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done so much mercy to me. So he is doing pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he knew who is Radhika. Though in his Swarup Siddha day, she is Manjari and knows everything, but outwardly in this Prakatlila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar have given sambandh with Srimati Radhika, and he knew Radhika. One thing we should know here, that a sakhi is tadatma to Radhika, not to Krishna. Tadatma, you know? Tadatma. Any word?
Loyal.
As fire goes in iron, that is called tadatma. If I will be like Krishna has gone to Sadatma with Radhika. He wanted to know the pranay vikar, the madhurma of Krishna. How Krishna is beautiful. Krishna does not know. And what is the pranay of Srimati Radhika? How he loves me. And after loving and after testing my four kinds of madhurma, what kind of sukh, happiness, not ashtadam, happiness will come in calm. So we should always be very careful about this. How Srimati Radhika tests it. She becomes senseless. She becomes in as the Pramar beast. That is called Kanala.
Madness.
Chitra Jalpa, Prajalpa, and all these things. Mahabharata. So, Krishna has to come and to be tadatma with Srimati Radhika Bhava, to test all the three willings of Krishna. तो ही चैतन्य महत्व हो, कोई चैतन्य महत्व या राधिका ही चैतन्य महत्व है। कृष्ण हैज ऑल्सो बिकम राधिका, सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज राधिका एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज स्पेशली टेस्टेड विरह भाव। ये भाव रहा है संभोगा विप्रलंबा, दैट इज विप्रलंबा भाव। All this different, almost, very few moments, as in Milan, are sambhoga. Here, very time the sakara rise, all sattvas are there, with Radhika. They are also, in many spirit, in aparkat lila. Radhika is clean separation. Vishakha, Lalita, Chitra, all other sakhis, Chandra only two, that not full separation. But the highest separation feeling is in Srimati Radhika, because highest prem is in Srimati Radhika. They are saying that Srimati Radhika is feeling so much separation. But what kinds of separation? Lalita cannot know, Vishakha cannot. They know about their what is going in her heart in separation, but not like Srimati Radhika. She is telling that what is the state of Manjaris. Lalita Vishakha is not Tadatma with Radhika, but these are at Tadatma with Srimati Radhika. Understand my feeling? So, if Radhika is feeling Mahabhav, always in Mahabhav, and they are always Tadatma with Srimati Radhika, they also feel Mahabhav. And that kind of separation, to which Radhika is feeling separation, they feel like that separation. But Lalita Vishakha cannot feel. So there is a speciality of these manjaris. So Raghunath Das Goswami here, feeling the separation, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tadat in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he is doing bilap, and that bilap is Kusumanjali for us. That is the thing in this slog. So he is making prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am so lucky that the thing that Lalita and Vishakha could not have, and by his grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am feeling that thing. So now he is in a mood that if Krishna meets with Radhika and kiss Srimati Radhika, that sign comes in Manjari. Here also in separation, everything that Radhika has comes out in the body and mind and in soul of Manjaris. So his separation is like Srimati Radhika. His bilap is like Srimati Radhika. And from where he has got? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling that though it appears that is so much dukkha, unhappiness. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita telling, it looks like as if it is the ocean of dukkha, unhappiness. But
a man who has no concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and no concern with Goswamis can think like this. But those who have concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not think like this. He is giving Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first chapter, that those separation, in separation, gopis have a unhappiness of ocean. But it is more than ocean of happiness, ananda. Because this swarup of gopis are anandamay. Ananda chinamay rasa pratibhavita bhi tabhija evani yarupatara. No, a sign of unhappiness in their construction. But it sometimes it looked like as unhappiness. He has given an instance of fire and barf,
ice.
Understand? What?
I have not got the example then of fire and ice.
When we have gone to Badrinagan once, where Ganga comes out, very little water and very narrow their Ganges. After their Prayag, it has become so much. So there is the time of winter season, Bhadramash. Not winter, but last time first seen there. We saw that when we are going to take darshan there, snowfall was going on. And about we were sinking in the snow. In morning, there is no attached bathroom, so we'll have to go to make our dhyanic kriya there, on the side of the river and in jungle. Anyhow, covering ourselves, we went. And after that, when we went to take some water, that it seemed that one has caught it. So, our hand is burning in fire. It was so cold that it was like a fire burning. He is telling Sanatana Goswami that in heavy prem or in vipralambha, extreme what?
Dukkha.
Vipralambha.
Separation.
Also, remembrance of Krishna becomes so that Krishna is meeting with me. Separation becomes as a milan. There is no instance in this world. So he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I was at, from Radhakund he is remembering, when I was at Gambhira, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna doing, and like this, sometimes jumping in ocean, sometimes he was in ocean and any मछुआरे की
फिशरमैन
caught him in his jar and he was like a linen thing
okay.
like a football no nothing no shape and that fisherman knew that he is ghost and ghost has caught me and he at once ran said Damodar and extract what mantra and by mantra your ghost has gone away you found some knowledge you got a fun fire like
the Vedan their kirtan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after some time she was also he was also doing kirtan they returned In Gambhira, Raghunath Das Goswami has so much Sobhagya, fortune, that he used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all these things in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that sons were in Srimati Radhika in separation mode. So he was Tadatma in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also and in Manjari he was Tadatma of Srimati Radhika. So the mercy of Radhika is mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so he is praying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by your mercy I have known all these things and he is now feeling separation being at Radha Kund. Radha Kund is Srimati Radhika. So he is feeling separation and telling Chaitanya Chandram Aham Bhaje and going down to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the purport of this issue. 1 hour stop perhaps.
1 hour.
Next cup will come.
Vairagya Yoga, Bhakti Rasa, Vairagya.
This is his duties. From here, from 7th sloka up to end, All we of Manjari Bhav, feeling separation and praying to have the service of Srimati Radhika, all the slokas. Only 3 slokas are of Prakat Bhav. I think that by hearing these slokas, you can read it alone also and can feel all these things and it will help you to go through these books. Yet when we will meet again, we will try to discuss all these things. But you should read it. These are certainly very valuable things. Only by your mercies I have tried to read this so deeply. I have not thought that I am now telling. It comes by the grace of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. I have never
all these feelings. But it comes. You have read me, you have give me inspiration to read Brahma Sangita, also this book, also Madhurya Kadambi. Do prachar, but always having all these ideas. And these things are not for prachar, but only for self and qualified persons.
Couple of questions. One question is, when Krishna and gopis are dancing in Rasalila, Srimati Radhika is there and all of her sakis. What about the opposing party?
Oh, the, in Vrindavan, Sardiyaras, all that together.
But how do they feel seeing each other? Madharani is seeing Chandrahari.
Krishna Kalya Bharli guided them. And that is why after that, Srimati Radhika, they have Shobhagya Madan. And Srimati Radhika has Mand. And that is why Ras became end. And after that, Krishna cleverly left Srimati Radhika. And they became in one stage, Chandravali and all others. Because both were suffering. So again became Ras. But in Vasantaras, in Govardhan, in Radhakund, only Srimati Radhika's. Sometimes with Chandravali also. So both can come, both parties. And both, without both parties, no rush will be done. No rush will come. Only sugar cannot make a rush. Water is not precious than sugar. Sugar is precious. Precious means kimti?
Precious. More precious. Yes.
And water is everywhere available. But without mixing water with sugar, no rush will be there. So, both kinds of gopis should be there, so there will be rush. There is
competition.
Without competition, rush will not come. Every every position, Chandravali is seeing where Krishna is seeing. And Srimati Radhika is seeing Krishna's eyes corner is where going. Always. And upon this, this rush is going on. So, both should be there. Krishna is the son of Rush, and how Rush comes, you know.
Another question. Just a quick question. I will stop in time.
Chet. चैतन्य चैतन्य और भागवत दस नमस्कार
there it says here, this is a verse in 10th canto, 59th chapter.
59?
And it mentions that the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
What is this look? Oh, you can have
some. I think the Sanskrit will not be so nice.
Yes,
Vasa.
Now,
in the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti, he has quoted from the Kartika Mahatmya of Padma Purana. Kaishora Gopa Kanyas Yavane Daja Kapha Kanyakaha. Those who were the daughters of cowherds in their early youth became royal princesses in their maturity. So, in Lalita Madhav, we see this thing is like that.
Became once, what is the meaning of became? Radhika became Saptadham. Radhika became Lakshmi. Radhika became Sita. Like this we will have to take. Not directly Srimati Radhika and all gopis became that.
So on Tuesday you are going to Govardhan.
Tuesday night?
So,
what is your program?
You are going with all of your devotees there, I think. What time will you be leaving?
Return? 8 to 9.
And coming back?
I will have to come before 12.
And will there be time to go to Panchari?
If you will go. Then I will go to Kachari. And otherwise, from Khadin, I will return here.
No, we want. We have got the bus, same bus as last time.
Then I will go with you, because with very care I will go there with you. And then making the worship of Mukharabinda, I will tell them to go in Parikrama.
All the devotees.
Devotees, they will go. All brahmacharis also go with kirtan. And I can go with you to Puchari. And then giving half parikrama, he will come. That can be done.
So we will come here by 8:30. We will arrive here by 8:30.
8:30.
Or you want 8 o'clock?
Or 8,
which is better?
8:30.
8:30 to 9.
Yes. Like last night. 8:30, quarter to 9.
How will you be back at 12 then?
I know.
Okay.
At 10, at 10 you will be at Govardhan. 10 to 11, I may be there. Then with Parampuchari in an hour. Or up till 1, we can reach here.
Your health is getting stronger.
I was feeling stronger, but from 3 or 4 days, I
when I laid my bed.
What?
What? Something tired. Cannot see light.
Before you went to Bombay, was it the same way?
From Bombay coming, very much good. At Bombay also, so much.
Good. Improve.
And here also. But from coming...
Vashant Panchami.
From Vashant Panchami.
From Vashant Panchami.
Maybe change your
way. I'm sick.
When I go to Asaja Kunda, Maharaj, the Parikrama Radha Kunda, we are put it without any... So cold, Kasi.
Is it?
Not cold, but cold, light cold.
There are chara Vasanta Panchami Maharaj and so many programs in Mathura and Tel Prasad about it.
And in night also up to
10:30.
So
yeah.
But now I'm feeling
better. Do you think that there do you have any idea about going to Navadvip?
Means maybe.
What I'm saying is this, that they have some meetings for you to attend after the Dal Purnima festival. Not that they
every year we do.
Some meeting.
Some meeting. For 5 days, 4 days.
Organization.
For a whole year.
We the same way we are doing that.
But last year I could not do. So there was no meeting.
Not that they want you to go on the parikrama. They are not expecting that.
They want, but I have written them that in parikrama I cannot go, and perhaps it will be very uneasy for me. So if you can do it in a meeting, want me, then I will try after parikrama.
Our feeling is that we want you to do whatever will be best for your health, but at least from our side, we are very much wanting to understand how to meditate and worship upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as you are doing everything necessary for us, you will know what we need. But we are thinking and feeling that something is still missing regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our understanding, because we have never been there with you. So if it's possible...
If your form... determination or prayer, then perhaps God will make any arrangement to be there with you.
We will all be there.
I think. I also want to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu place, but not with so many persons.
And we don't have to walk, we can take a nice vehicle. All the places without much physical difficulty.
But yet it will be timings of rest will be disturbed perhaps.
Fine. If we have vehicle, we cannot go back and forth. Maybe. Supposing we go out as here, leaving at 8:30 in the morning, coming back by 12:31.
Oh, it will do.
If you feel tired, then next day resting. Every day returning, any day you stay.
You pray Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I should be here.
Alright, we will pray that with your permission we will be there.
But I was praying that.
I know that.
I should be in
Vrindavan. But now that you have given us permission to pray in a different way, we will begin our prayer every day. Only with your permission. I don't want to go against your welfare and well-being. If it will hurt you, then we will not go. But if it is possible, we are keen to. We are all feeling that because all the books are saying that we must understand Radha and Krishna by understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are feeling like that.
We should do like Raghunath Das Goswami. He has done only 2 or 3 prayers and all others for Radha and Krishna, but yet he is so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. mind is not thinking that Radha Krishna are other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered to do Krishna Kirtan. So we do Krishna Kirtan. He has told that always remember Krishna pastimes and Radha pastimes. We do so. So we are obeying and serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this life we should think everything. What we are getting, what we are realizing, what we are doing, all is to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we remember that he is not Krishna, but he is Srimati Radhika. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is known. All our Gurujan has told that Krishna was cheater, yet, but not cheater than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has cheated some persons, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has cheated everyone. He has taken the golden collar. He has just stolen that golden collar. Why? Narhari Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna has stolen the Radha Kanti and he has become golden because he wants always to have the Radha's body upon his body. So he is most cheater. In 12th slok, he has only described the cheating sect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and deep pranam. So good manner that heart fills with joy.
The bee will go to the tamal tree and sell everything and then to Gayraj.
Or sannyasi, right? That you are sitting in Malli Mathura doing not desire, yes, it comes. Now and then you are rising. But I see that
you are the biggest prachan sitting
in the whole world. Not cost it in whole world. They have not seen this.
And then I'm saying, you are cheating them.
Guru Maharaj said that a big salesman, he can stay in one place to make more money than another person who travels.
Sometimes I want to leave all these things. I want to be and to pray for the mercy of Govardhan. That is in this belongs to Smandhari and all. Sometimes going in Nandana, Varshan, all places, and have all the idea that Goswami has. Here, some obstacles are coming. Sometimes management and all other things. Now is Kali.
Why don't you have a house there at Govardhan and 2 or 3 days sometimes go there?
I want to.
What is required?
Some good place.
Is the land there already?
I'm seeing. And if I will see,
if you,
I will tell you.
You tell us.
Yeah.
Just tell us. And we'll make the arrangement.
I will not make anything.
No, we will do whatever. You
will do construct time. But not.
No, sir.
You can also be sometimes there.
It will be our greatest happiness to make this way. You just find the right place.
Without mercy of Giriraj. To have for mercy, to have the mercy of Giriraj. The Giriraj Sevak mercy also is needed. We should have certainly a rope means rope, mane laga, to have a tamal tree also, and kadamba tree also there. Under the shade of tamals will be in the shade of
Giriraj,
and near kadamba tree. And there we should go, and sometimes you should also come there. And
just find the place.
Huh?
You find the place and then tell us what kind of buildings to make, and then we will do the no problem.
And I want like not so much building and
no
mandir, because Govardhan is
the mandir. No, just small residence.
So that we can go and do bhajan there and again come here.
You will have to keep one person there, I think, when you are not there.
There will be so many persons.
No problem.
So persons are ready to be there. So many persons. I am also ready to be there.
I think that this time your Guru Maharaj will not go and bring you back if you go there. Now he will not object.
But you are... He will catch hold of me and bring back.
No, if you are there, we will just up there.
Like so. Sometimes I think that telling the pastimes of Krishna and remembering Krishna, if I go, very well.
So we want to discuss them. I have a few questions and we want to discuss some things. Do you think that we should also do Vilakrasamanjali one verse, or will it be too much?
If you have questions, that should be
done first.
Solved.
And then if we have time.
And if we have time, then we will go on that. Because I have not seen, I had no time to see any verse or anything.
Yes. It is only, if we do Vilakrasamanjali, we would only do that one verse about Sanatan Goswami.
That will do.
So I will just, you want me to begin, I think I'll begin with the questions.
Question are from where?
Something from my Brahma Samhita work, and something from Bhajan. One question is, Avinaya gave you a question. Did you research?
You have also questions. You are Atmaram. Aptakam. No? You are Atkan? You know Atmakam?
Atmakam.
Atmaram, Atkam. up the calm. Then he had no knew everything. There is nothing to know and nothing to desire, nothing to think. They have up the calm. They have known everything.
In the Dasama Skanda, 10th canto, 45th chapter.
Tum ye baar karte paro Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur.
Chapter
45, text 23. Perhaps just by asking you will know the answer. This problem is solved. I have just by reading it. It is not a right question.
Tenth canto?
Now another question.
Why?
I understand by seeing.
But please, what is this law?
It was. It is Nanda Maharaj is being told by Krishna and Balaram. Go back to, I have to satisfy Devaki and Vasudev for some time, so you please go back to Vrindavan. When I was reading, it appeared that I first thought that he was saying, my dear father and mother. So I was going to say, how can Jasoda Devi did not go with Nanda Maharaj to Mathura? But now reading, I understand. Because he says, oh father, you and Mother Yasoda. I thought, when I read quickly, I thought that Mother Yasoda was there, but I see she is not there.
It is to understand in all the whole chapter, especially these slokas. Here is in this slok it has been told that Krishna and Balaram told and Nanda Baba told to Krishna and Balaram, but we should know that some sloka has told Krishna and some slokas have told Balaram, and some sloka has been told only to Balaram and some sloka has been told only to Krishna.
Vishwanath Chakravarti has indicated
of it. And two separate tika he has done. There are two prakosta, you know?
Dictionary? Meanings?
Prakosta means in our Singhasan throne, Radha Krishna in one prakosta. Gaur Nityanand is one
sections.
So there are two sections, Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. He is telling what?
He's telling both, I think. He's telling Aprakat Leela.
He is telling that where we have much love, where he receives much love, he likes to live there and he is attracted there more. It is undoubtedly that truth that Brajavasi and especially Nanda and Yashoda and Gopi, love is more than Devaki Vasudev and inhabitants of Mathura. Then if the love of Krishna and Baldev more than Devaki and Vasudev and more than inhabitants of Mathura, why Krishna lived in Mathura? why he has arised a question. Why he should not go to Nanda Baba? Nanda Baba wept so much and full of misery heart. He went alone without Krishna and Baldev, having kept them in Mathura. He returned with the cowherd boys and to whom he has come. Krishna and Baldev did not come. But it is against the Bhakti Siddhanta. How it happened?
Because he was in his apricot lila, always in Vrindavan. Actually, he did not go to Mathura. That is different Krishna. It is Yadav Kumar Krishna. And in his prakat lila, he appears to be in Mathura. But actually, he is always in Vrindavan, going on with his pastimes with the gopis and with Yasoda and Nanda Baba.
He has told separate things. He has told that Krishna and Baldev came with Nanda Baba. If Nanda Baba comes to Mathura, then Krishna will also come, Baldev will also come. Mool Baldev will come. They came with Nanda Baba. And as well, Nanda Baba was at Mathura. With Nanda Baba, Vrindavan also came. Nanda Baba is Vrindavan. So Krishna came with him. But why he could not go with Nanda Baba? We don't see. He is telling that Nanda Baba cannot go alone without Krishna. So there are different two prakoshtas there. When Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba in the evening, some darkness was there. When Kans was killed, his brothers were killed. And after 2 or 3 days, after Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. And he was in so misery, always remembering Krishna and Baldev. And the activities of Vasudev that he has done against him, he was remembering. Oh, a friend can be like so, enemy. I am not remember. I cannot think like so.
Imagine.
It has been 3 days past. Why Krishna and Baldev are not coming to me? There is certainly something going inside, inspiration. I have heard from anyone that Vasudev and Devaki are telling that Krishna is my son. And perhaps they are disturbing Krishna not to come. They are telling Krishna and Baldev. And why Vasudev is not coming? He should come. He is my best friend and he is my brother. But yet he is not coming. And he was waiting in the darkness of evening at the same time, after 3 days, 3rd day, Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba. They saw that Nanda Baba was very, very much udas.
Disturbed.
This dry.
Dried up.
Sad. Sitting sad. They saw that perhaps he was weeping. So that ones sat on the right and left of this and this. Krishna sat on the this bum left side, and Baldev sat on the right side of Nanda Baba, and they embraced Nanda Baba from both sides. Baba, you are so sad. Why you are so sad? From 3 days I see that you have taken nothing. It is a fact of misery. Very sorry. That all are warning me not to come to you. And they are fearing from you. So much fear. If we go to you, we will not return to Vasudeva Devaki house. And now they are all telling from Akrur, Uddhav also, and Vasudeva Devaki Ugrasen, and all are telling that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. You are really not son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Here Baldev first told, it is told that Krishna and Baldev Ubhacha. But Krishna and Baldev not, but here only Baldev Prabhu Ubhacha. That Baba, though I know and it is a fact that I am son of Vasudev, but I don't follow this idea. He has left me and I was orphan or what thing?
Orphan.
What is the meaning of orphan?
Anath.
He has left me. I was an orphan boy. And you have feed me and
raised me up.
Yes, bring up.
Brought up me. So, in any case, Vasudeva and Devaki cannot be my father and mother. From boyhood, you have kept me like this
eyelid over covering.
Suppose this eyes, and especially the black tara. You giving feeding me, after that you take anything, and Maa Yashoda. So I don't know that he is my father and mother. I have known always as father and mother. So I will not live here. Especially when Krishna will go with you, in any case, I will not stay here. Nanda Baba began to think that it will be very offense against Vasudeva. Because his 6 sons has been killed, no son is there, only Baldev is here. And if I took Baldev with Krishna to Gokul, he is, and Devaki should certainly die. So what should I do? If I say don't go, then Baldev cannot live, he will die here. What to do? He was thinking something. Then Krishna watch. That next slope, Krishna told, Baba, I want to say anything. If you permit, I can say. Then he told this slope, that Baba, I am keeping something to mana bichar.
Consider.
To consider for you. I'm not telling that you should do or not do, but you should consider that if I go with you, then because I am son of you, so yet they are telling, but I have no faith that I am his son. I know surely that I am your son. So if I go just, but they cannot live here, so they will die, but they are your friend. I don't want to disturb your friend because you are both my, like my father, because you are my father, he is your friend. So I want to think about them also. They should not be disturbed. I think that I should live here with Baldev for 3 or 4 days more, so that all Brajbasi, all Jadav who has gone here and there, they will return. And Jarasandh is coming to attack Mathura. We will see that and will protect them. And after 2 or 3 days, I with Baldev will return surely to Vrindavan. I have some ornaments, please give it to my mother. When he saw that Krishna is giving some ornaments and Krishna is willing to wait here, then he became hapas.
Hopeless.
Quite hopeless. Oh, Krishna also does not want to go. Became so hatas. And he was bitterly crying. What to do or not? Then he told that this ornament do everything. Your mother will be satisfied. All Brajvasi will be satisfied. Krishna told that just for 3 days I am here. Give it to mother and tell that Krishna is coming, soon coming. Don't worry for Krishna. Krishna and Baldev will surely come. And this is my, not ornaments, but my love to my mother. So give it. Unwillingly he took. And he saw that Krishna is not willing to go. So he returned. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that he has much love with regarding much love from Devaki and Vasudev. So in one section, Krishna and Baldev went with Nanda Baba. And in one section, in a Prakat Lila, what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, they waited here in Mathura. Very good Sri Vaishnava Siddhant he has done there. Then we should go.
One more question. In the Prakat Lila, we see this Abhimanyu, Govardhan, Gopa, Jyotila, Kutila. But in Goloka Vrindavan, in Prakat Lila, only the Abhiman is there, but not that they are there. So I have one question. You took us to Jawat, the place of Abhimanyu, Srimati Radhika's in-laws, and she stays there and then goes and sees Nandagaon and goes to Krishna and Govardhan, etc. But in Prakat Lila, There is no Abhimanyu, no Govardhan, no Jyotila, no Kirtila. Where does Srimati Radhika live?
Javat.
But there is...
Javat, he lives. She lives.
In Goloka Vrindavan also. Not just...
Javat place. Like a kunji in Radhakun, like a kunji in there, in Saket, in there, where...
So in Kunj he lives, but what about Javat?
Javat is also Kunj. Ja, bota. Bot means... maybe. And we cannot decide anything in this stage. What is there? What Acharya have written? We try to understand, but when we will realize it, yet we cannot say all these things. So what our acharyas has written, we should be now satisfied, and by our bhajan, we should try to realize all these things. Some things are that we should be realized in all that thing. I have also something like you, but I try to do chant Harinam and to pray Srimati Radhika, Paulamashi Devi, Vrinda Devi, and Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, so that I may have all these things. I don't try to, but I see the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all other, and try to understand, but some questions are yet are unsolved. And this is so gambhir fact. Gambhir means a deep fact, rahasya purna, that even those who are in that lila, aprakat lila, they cannot make understand a person in this world when he is in sadhana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also told like this. Chaitanya Charitamritkar has also. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says anything of that sphere, may we have a realization or may we understand that thing? It is very hard. But if you are nearer to that power, we can imagine something. So for these questions, we should try to do bhajan, and by we can understand all these things. Sometimes it is written that the places like Mathura, Dwarka, Gokul, Jiva Goswami has written, all the puris are there. Even Jagannath Puri is also there in Vaikunth. If all these puris are there, why Javat, Nandagaon, Barsana, Sahara, Ravel, why they should be not? And if there is Javat, certainly they should. What is Javat? Where is Jatila, Khutila, Vimandu? So, in anyhow, their existence should be certainly admitted. But in what risk, what way they are there, we'll have to realize it. But certainly there is something. There are some Nitya Leela and Namittik Leela, but Jatila Putila Abhimanyu are in Nitya Leela, not Anitya are
Nimittic
occasions. Kams may be told as Nimittic Leela. They are always meeting and doing all these things. But they have no connection with Abhimanyu. Only for rush, creating rush. Krishna manifestation is Abhimanyu and rush is going on. So we can imagine both Patar Goswami has told that Abhiman is there. And but Abhiman is in fact where Abhiman is there. This is the fact to know.
Would you like to speak on that text of
what?
Hilakusamanjali, that is it too much strain?
Kitna baja?
20 hours. Is it necessary for us to hear that verse about Sanatana Goswami?
We can hear. What is this
look?
6. Perhaps I have told something.
No.
Not a single word?
Not a word.
Ajan Kuti. Where at Nandagaon, I have told something. You should Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnayi Rapayan Manun Bhipshumandam Kripam Budhirja Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanastam Prabhu Mahasayam.
We have the word for word already. Each word is given, so there's no need to define words.
Take. Raghunath Das Goswami, though he has prayed his guru Jagannanda Acharya as a Diksha Guru, but in general way, not in special. Especially he has prayed Rupa Goswami as his guru, and especially guru of Raganuga Bhakti. It may be that two kinds of guru, maybe. If one guru has not given any idea of Raganuga, then. And if he has given Vaidhi and Raganuga both, then no question. So, from Jadunandana Acharya, he has not received any siksha of Raganuga, as I know. Because at that time he has no idea of Raganuga bhajan. Only chanting he knew from Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And only that I am Krishna Das, we should chant Harinam, we should do ordinary bhakti. And he had not chance to have any greed from Jadunandana Acharya. But it is very, very important thing to bring anyone from this worldly side to Krishna side. Very, very important thing. If anyone cannot bring, then Raganuga and Rupanuga and everything will be useless. So this guru is certainly guru. Anyhow he has. If a minimum not giving diksha or not giving mantra also, but yet he has tried hard anyone to help him to contact with a guru a contact with Krishna, and he has given something to worship Krishna and Radha and Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti too. Yet he is so much grateful. He is so much grateful. So he has prayed Raghunandanacharya. And especially in Raghanuga Bhajan, he is so much detective Rupa Goswami. Also with Sanatan Goswami. But was frankly mixing with Rupa Goswami. And he has taken the Adarsha. Adarsha? What is the name of Adarsha?
Adarsha means?
Adarsha.
Idea.
Idea.
No, idea.
He has taken all the ideas of Rupa Goswami for Raghunandan Bhajan. So, he has prayed Rupa Manjari by his Siddha Deha only. Nothing as Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Prabhu Ashayami, he has not to Rupa Goswami by that name. Because he has what?
Adarsha means ideal. Ideal means like the goal, the perfect person to follow.
Rupa Goswami has given him everything which is needed in Raganuga or Rupanuga for Manjari Bhav supporting. And Sanatana Goswami has given him everything of Vaidhi Bhakti, a Sadhan Bhajan for Raganuga, Sadhan Bhajan, and by apparent meaning. Because he, when he came from Jagannath Puri, he was in a mood to live up his life and go to Govardhan and climb upon the hill of Govardhan and from jumping from them there, he will live his life. He could do easily it in Jagannath Puri. Why he does not do? Did not know. He can live his life in the dense forest. From through the forest he came. Ki jungle mein?
Jharikhand.
Jharikhand. Where so many tigers and all living things were there. And so big mountains. Why he could not live? There were no one to escape him. Easily he can do all these things. But he has some thoughts that I will have to serve. If not in this life, in my another life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the center of Giriraj Govardhan. So, I will go to Govardhan. And if you like, I will die. In the last time, when a man dies, what he thinks, in the next life he becomes according to our last will. As Gita said, has said, So if I will die in Govardhan, having the ambition that, O Govardhan Giriraj, please give me a birth near you and you should have mercy upon me so that I can serve Radha and Krishna, especially Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. He has written in Mana Shiksha, Kishlokta, Na Dharmam
Na Dharmam Sukti Guna Nirutam Kulya Guru Braj Radha Krishna Prajitam
Sachi Suni Nandi Sarpati Sutatpe Guru Varam Mukunda Prestatpe Smara Paramajasuni. He has said like this. To carry the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that serve Radha Krishna, then it is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So he's trying to go to Govardhan and die there, and by his last will he will be something. If not anything, he will be grass like Uddhav, and on that grass Gopi will, at the time of Avisar, give that dust, pure dust upon my head. Anyway, I will be satisfied. So he wants to die in Govardhan, and especially near Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. But when he came to Vrindavan, he first went to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that always know Rupa and Sanatana as your elder brother. So he came and he did pranam. By the way, they knew that he has a wish to die at Govardhan.
How they know?
By him, anything, because Sanatana Goswami was so
clever.
Not clever, so wise to know every heart facts. In this fact, he was more than Rupa Goswami also. And he was a Rajnitigya, also politician, also. Rupa Goswami was not politician. He was a very simple person. Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswami have given some tarka,
logic
to make a man understand anything. And especially in this Vaidhi Bhakti and to do the bhajan of Krishna, some logic are especially very necessary. So Vedanta is a logic, and it stands upon logic. But Rupa Goswami tells that don't take ashray of any logic. And what I'm saying is not depends on logic. And by logic anyone cannot be helped in this aprakrit pastimes of Krishna. Only Shraddha can give this. So he does not any fair, he has not given any logic. In Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani and Vidad Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Kavakad affects every logics. But for preaching, it is very essential to have logic and Rajniti also to manage.